We have a pop-up music segment right now. I'm thrilled to welcome from Italy and here in Pittsburgh. He comes to Pittsburgh once a year or so, I understand. You'll hear him play, and then we'll get to meet him. Here is Luca San.
Hi, nice to meet you. Hi, hi.
It's a pleasure to have you here. What would you like to open up with?
I have a song which is really a song that describes my kind of life. I mean, I'm traveling a lot, and I was just wondering why I'm doing so, and I was just kind of doing some kind of self-analyst kind of analysis and try to understand what it is. And this is really, I understood a bit of it. It's called Restless Journey. Back to your love, back home again, after a year spent traveling around. The colors I've seen, sounds that I've heard, places and people had the pleasure to meet and enjoy and accept a passion to go, the need to return. A lot of my time spent on inconsistent plans to come back and forth. Ooh, riding freely, moving and going around. I took to myself as never before, as I'll never be able again. I felt you there, I felt you nearby, even so far I was keeping you alive, and your memory well in mind. Now that I'm sure I'm not escaping from you, I'm not trying to escape from anything here. Just the wish to go out there. Ooh, riding freely, moving and going around. I took to myself as never before, as I'll never be able again. Again. The need to go away, to leave for new ways, though I will miss you from the very first day in a restless journey.
That's nice. That's Luca San. And you mentioned you're traveling a lot. Now, do you have a connection here in Pittsburgh? I understand you're here about once a year or
so? Yes, I'm 3 or 4 weeks a year for business. And I discovered in the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years, the kind of music community, the songwriters community. So so I'm working seriously in the day and having fun in the night, open mics here and there. And
that's nice. Where is your home?
I'm in Italy, Bologna.
Can I ask what kind of work you do?
What?
What kind of work you do?
I'm teaching at the university.
Oh, well, that's terrific. When did you start playing music and writing?
Long time ago. I was.
Did you have a musical family growing up?
No, but I started when I was 13, so a couple of decades ago.
That's a long time.
You know what? I started writing songs really recently, late, just 10, 12 years ago. I have a song that I started when I was 18, but it took me 35 years to finish.
Do you remember what prompted you to start writing? What inspired you? To complete that song and to continue writing?
You know, it was really two lives. I mean, that was really some, you know, when you're 18 or 20, it's a question of love, basically. You know, music is a part of love and loving. And it was so difficult then to finish, and particularly the lyrics was because I was thinking in Italian, really I'm unable to write in Italian. You know, I write English songs.
Interesting. But you're probably more your first language is
absolutely
Italian.
Yeah. But you know, Italian is such a long word. It doesn't fit with this kind of music. I mean, the music is not Italian folk music. It's clearly more Bob Dylan-ish or the kind of, you know, Simon Garfunkel, this kind of music. And the word doesn't fit. I mean, it's simple. The words are too long, the Italian words.
Yeah, Italian, I guess, is more for opera.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, if I say in English, I love you, I mean, it's just a sound. If you say in Italian, ti amo, wow, this is so, you know, so challenging, committing, it's so demanding. I mean,
it's interesting. Luca San is who we're speaking to. When we come back, I'm going to ask him a little bit about the instrument he is playing, which is unusual, and also about where he's going to be appearing. But let's hear another song. What would you like to play next?
The next is By the Sea or in a Dream. It's very, I mean, it's a song of issues, the difficult task of loving. So you need some time, from time to time, to double check, so to speak. The winter is almost over now. These days used to be the right time for new things. For the spring, when you'll be gone, time will stop for a while. When you'll be gone, I'll be clear in my mind. When you'll be gone, when you'll be gone. When you'll be gone, time will stop for a while. When you'll be gone, I'll be clearing my mind. When you'll be gone, when you'll be gone.
Luke Tson at the Saturday Light Brigade, who will do one more song in just a moment. Linda, thank you for your note. I'm glad you're enjoying his performance. Linda's in Monroeville listening today and wrote to say how much she enjoys hearing you.
Thank you.
And folks will have a chance to hear you on Tuesday at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern, where you will be headlining the open mic night, Tuesday evening. And then you'll be at Club Cafe.
Club Cafe on Wednesday 2nd. There will be a show with Nat and Soup. And I'm running the first part and is writing the second part.
Oh, great. Have you met Nathan?
Yeah,
everybody knows Nathan. Nathan, it's hard. Bands can only play one night a week because Nathan's a member of every one of them, so they can't.
It's constrained.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're playing a really interesting instrument, which I think is a baritone ukulele.
No. Please.
Okay.
I'm offended.
Oh,
she is.
Forgive me. Tell me who she is.
She is a tenor guitar
with four strings.
It's four strings and is tuned by fifth.
Ah, I didn't know. See, I've seen ukes
size,
but yeah, now that I look at the body more carefully.
Yeah, and you know, as a ukulele, it would be huge. I mean, this is a small guitar in a sense.
Can you play the strings? Very nice.
Yeah, and it's interesting because four strings force you to be more selective in a sense. It's more intimate, if you will. And the other thing that is very interesting in this instrument is that having four strings, most of the time when you're playing, it's a kind of not well-definite kind of chord. This is A, could be minor or not minor, but there is not the third note. So it's, in a sense, suspended somewhere. A lot of the chords are B chords.
Yeah. So you can sort of take the mood in whatever direction you care
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And if you play with me, you can play many options. And it's fascinating. You can put very different chords that fit with this.
How did you – well, first of all, this particular instrument, Is it older or?
I mean, this is a Gibson. It's a 1950 something like that.
Okay, so it does go back.
Yeah, I have, but I have at home a Martin 1930, and it's really a pleasure to sound. I don't take it with me all around the world, but it's I bought it in the States. This is really an American instrument that was in the 20s, 30s. It was the transformation of banjo into guitar, something like that.
And is this? I gather you've probably played a traditional guitar as well.
Sure, six string.
This is your preference.
Yes. I mean, because I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I'm not forced or constrained by which kind of chord should I put here. Just, do I like that? No, I don't like it. Do I like this? Okay, whatever it is. You know, I'm a bit more innocent about the instrument.
Yeah, a little more natural, exactly. Just to let you go. I hope you'll consider seeing Luca, the songwriter, at night at Bloomfield Bridge Tavern on Tuesday is laid back. I don't believe there's a cover charge there. It's a very easy, simple night. And then Wednesday at Club Cafe before Nathan Zub plays, he'll be there. We have time for one more song. Is there anything else you wanted to mention while we're together?
You know what? I mean, I have a band in Italy. We have a duo, Acoustic Travelers. Travelers written the British way with double L. I'm sorry for that. Now, that's probably if you Google and you don't find the with the American spelling. So, and we have a couple of CDs that can be found on CD Baby, and we are also on SoundCloud as Acoustic Travelers.
Terrific. Once again, here is Luca Zahn.
Okay, that's an impossible love. Never look at you as a woman 20 years younger than me. Smart, but too gentle in your ways. Till suddenly I realize there's something else. And I'm ready to love again. I'm ready to love. And I'm ready to love again. I'm ready to love touched by your smile, I'm dreaming of you. Hand in hand like lovers always do. More than 20 years between the two of us. It's even hard to tell you what I feel. Would I rewind the timeline of my life? I would try losing weight and some years. I wouldn't mind losing face, turning page. All is worth for your love in the end. About the cross comment, people laugh at me when I'm with you. But I can't steal your youth, your joy, your future. Nothing I offer can compare. But I was ready to love you so. I was ready to love, I was ready to love you so, I was ready to love, I I would write of the impossible love. I would love you and writing you a song. And I would dream of the impossible love. I will love you through the notes of my song.
Luca Son, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
I hope you have a good journey and look for him Tuesday and Wednesday, Bloomfield Bridge Tavern and Club Cafe, respectively. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.